Cuca. Death Random. With your host, GMC.
Oh, it's not just... Oh, wait, it's still going on. Peepity. As I was saying, it's not... Oh, wait. Okay. Well, this is just taking too long. I'm just gonna kill the jingle. As I was saying, it's not just me in the studio. With me is Oki.
Hello, folks.
Hello, Oki. Also, we have Brainsmoke.
Hello, world.
Hello. Wow, there's even more people. We have Winscop. We have Winscop over here. He's hired to do the jingles today. So
jingle.
See, he's a very good jingle voice. And finally, we have Walter in the studio. Hi, Walter.
Hi there.
Our legal expert to make sure we do not say shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, or tits.
I like tits.
Maybe you're not the right person. So first, before we go on, I wanted to apologize for the last show. It was a bit chaotic. It was a mess, really. So to prevent that sort of thing happening in the future, we now have a director and a producer. You can't see him if you're watching on the camera. He's on the other side of the window. But he's here and he's making sure that we don't... we even have an agenda. So what? What's that? What? Okay. Yeah. So after. Yeah. Well. That was the new director. Sorry about that. The agenda for today. Yeah. And he's telling me to look at the agenda. Except, it seems I have lost the agenda. Guys, did any of you see the agenda?
Yeah. I know something. We have Pearl in the ref space.
We have who? What?
Pearl. Some script kiddies in the ref space.
But the script, that's this weekend, right?
Yeah, right. And then we have the BOF Awards, 12 March, I think.
The BOF Awards. That's not the agenda for the show, man. Well, anyway.
The other agenda.
Some rectifications are in order, because we did forget to tell people when Hack in the Box actually is. So we are now going to tell and...
I don't know. When
is Hack in the Box? Wait.
Malaysia?
We should have prepared this. Hack in the Box. It should be on the website, right? It's...
HEB Amsterdam?
I don't know.
After April?
I think we were just going to play some music.
Yeah, play some Pornophonique, GMC.
No, we don't have any Pornophonique today. Again.
Damn.
And it's a bit slow to start. It's I hope it's a nice song. I mean,
aliens or something?
Aliens? You never know.
Are we somewhere in Arabia?
Yeah, it sounds so. I mean, the bass line was nice. I don't know if I like this song. You should just listen. It's a bit. Oh, look. And there's a beat.
Who is it?
That's a good question. We have here...
It's probably from Jamendo.
It's someone called Greg Beaumont, actually.
Beaumont. It's a French. Greg Beaumont. Or is he Flemish?
No, it's probably French. We should just look it up. I mean, we have internet here.
Oh yeah, do we have internet? Where then? I can find the internet.
And I put a breakbeat under it. It's not too bad actually.
He's probably Canadian.
Canadian, really? Let's see, he's on Jamendo, yeah. It's from the album called Wood. No, he's from France, he's from Strasbourg. Strasbourg.
Ah, the town that's costing the EU a lot of money.
Anarchy in the UK!
It's the same town, isn't it? The whole description is in French as well. Why the...
Je ne parle pas français.
French people, when are you learning? We don't speak French! Anyway, Greg Beaumont...
Serge, un homme de miracle.
He's an artist, and he's producing electronic music. Inspired by melodic... It's French is difficult. How's your French? Is there anyone who speaks French here?
I can say no? French.
You can say French.
Yeah, French fries, probably.
And I'm able to French, but...
The electro ambient... what? En passant par le trip-hop et le beat-making, le lounge, l'ambiance ethnique ou filmographique...
Ah oui, avec une pas de problème.
Ça vient régulièrement d'illustration. It's
Edward goes. Maybe he can go to the next song, or do we have an interview?
Now the song is over, and we talked right through it. We should just play it again. Wait, we'll just rewind the song. Because, I mean, it's a bit of a pity that we just talked right through the. Wait.
Oh yeah, but it was so enthusiastic today.
There we go. Thank you. So, now we will play the same song. It's by Greg Beaumont. Why? And we won't talk through it.
Everybody be signed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Because, so. Yeah. It was a nice song. I did like it.
Yeah.
Did you?
I liked the intro.
I don't know about his voice. This, you know, he does it. It's going back again, but at some point the breakbeat started. That's nice. What do you think? It's not the pornos. I know. I'm sorry, but.
No, I especially put on my porno Phoenix shirt.
Now we're talking right through it again. We should shut up. Come on. We're not talking now. I like the synthesized bass, you know. Here, that's is that where the breakbeats is? Are these the breakbeats?
I don't know it, but it's really relaxing.
It is. We should just sit back and enjoy it. I think I like the song. No, I don't like this.
Well, it's a bit too short.
I'm not sure about it, but overall it's a nice song, I think. And we should just listen and not talk through it, because you hate it when people talk through the music.
No, I don't like it when people talk through the music. No.
Generally, I don't hate it.
Okay, well, I mean...
So, do you have any news?
News? But then it. You see the synthesized bass and it's nice and electronic, and, but then it goes quiet again. I'm not sure yet if I like. I don't know. Maybe it could use a bit more. I mean, it's a bit repetitive, but. It could definitely use a bit more, I don't know, pep or a bit more power. Yeah, bit more speed.
You're the guy with things in front of you. With
things in front of me.
Yeah, you can pull some.
Oh yeah, that's the beat again. I like this part. I don't like the quiet
part.
Can you throw an
echo in there or something?
Well, there's enough echo in there already, I think. What do you think, Brainsmoke?
Oh. Indeed.
Oh. And now we talked right through it again. Sorry, people. You know, I'm just going to play it one more time, and then we're going to be really silent. Actually, we don't have time for this. I mean, we've got a busy show.
1 hour. We have to go very fast, and the clock is running away. 10 minutes away.
We've got an interview from Matt with
Matt,
the people
with
from
DT
Thin Shop in Las Vegas. So I'm sorry. The song we'll play it again sometime.
Okay, so this is Matt again, and I'm with Jeff from Thin Shop.
Great.
And Jeff, what is Thin Shop?
Well, Thin Shop is basically Las Vegas hackerspace. So, basically about a dozen or so people that, show up and do things and trying to get a hackerspace community together in the city. So.
Okay, so how long have you been, how long has Thin Shop been around?
Let's see. I'd say we're relatively new. So, I mean, the Thin Shop has been here probably about 6 months, 7 months, maybe.
Okay, so still basically getting everything developed and
getting
the word out that that there's things to do here, right?
Right, yeah. Most of the people have found us through the Hackerspaces org website, so.
Right, and I've seen you there. So what sort of projects have you been working on?
Let's see, we're working on getting a access control system up and running. That has broke last time we were messing with it, and I haven't really had a chance to go back and readdress it. That's actually what we were working on when GMC came out here to see the shop. Another project we're working on is developing a set of goggles, basically kind of like a steampunkish goggles, but the lenses are backlit. So, and then it's powered by a microcontroller, and you can have it do different patterns. And so hoping to eventually get like a kit out of that one. But
does it have any other purpose, or is it just sort of an ambiance sort of
effect? From basically what it does is it blinks lights and makes people go up to you and say, "Hey, that looks cool. What does it do?" And you say, "Well, it blinks lights and made you talk to me." So
fair enough.
Yeah.
There's certainly room for that in the world.
Yeah.
What sort of access controller is it? Is it Bluetooth or RFID?
We're going to do a HID badge type, and HID is not the most secure of protocols in the world, but you know, for a hackerspace, we kind of want to be kind of open anyway. So, if we figure if you're smart enough to hack HID and get in, then you're the type of person we want around anyway.
That's an interesting concept. I like that.
Yeah.
Sure. So where are you trying to go with Thin Shop? What are some of your goals? And
eventually. Right now, I kind of refer to this space as Thin Shop version 0. So we went cheap. So I opened up the space in my garage, essentially. So that way I don't have to worry about, trying to get a bunch of people to cough up money every month to pay for rent and keeping the lights on, let alone, getting tools and all that sort of thing. And then hopefully we have enough people where we can, actually have a commercial space that we get and get a nonprofit license and all that hoopla.
Right. So I saw that you had a MakerBot in the other room, or actually it was a RipRap.
Yeah, the RipRap Mendel. So I actually built that before we started the space. A friend of mine and I were talking about 3D printers, and so he decided to go with the MakerBot route, and then I decided to go with a bit more challenging and build the RepRap, and actually using his MakerBot to print out the parts. So it's been a challenge getting reliably printing. I most recently swapped out the extruder with the MakerBot Mark 5 one, and that seems to actually get to where I can print something and expect that, you know, I'll get a output. But prior to that, then it was, you know, a pile of parts and it would start to print and then fail. And so
have you been in communication at all with any of the other maker groups in maybe neighboring cities or states?
Yeah, we've gone around. So we visited the Null Space Labs. We've talked with, you know, a few other hackerspaces. We went out to San Francisco and checked out Noise Bridge while we were there. So yeah, we've talked to a few of the different hackerspaces.
Okay, so when you go out to some of these places, is it like specifically just to visit them, or?
When we hit those, it was actually when we went to San Francisco because we were buying a PDP-11 to restore. So it was kind of like a road trip. So we flew out there, spent a few days in San Francisco, drove out to get the PDP-11, and then drove back with that. And then the other time we visited hackerspaces, it was when we were going to Apex Electronics. So we hit the ones out in LA while we were there.
Yeah, I've noticed pretty much all the hackerspaces have sort of a sense of community, and they all sort of work together, and especially the ones that are closer, that are close enough to visit and just maybe drive to or potentially fly to. And I've also heard about people working across states where they hadn't even met before necessarily to maybe work on a project or to ask questions or anything like that. Is that something that you've experienced?
Kind of. I mean, we're kind of new, so we haven't really gotten a lot done as far as, like, you know, large projects or anything that we've worked on. With the synchronous hackathons that are going on every month, it seems like they're trying to get hackerspaces to work together on various projects. Like last month, the challenge was to make a cupcake and ship it to another hackerspace. So, you know, we baked some cupcakes and baked them inside mason jars and then shipped them over to Revelation Space over in the Netherlands. So.
Oh, okay. Did anybody send you a cupcake?
No one did. No one sent us a cupcake, unfortunately.
Oh, that is very unfortunate.
We did, however, make extra cupcakes. So.
Okay, so success.
Yes.
What sort of problems have you been having with just when you first initially made the makerspace or the hackerspace, and just in general?
The problem is getting people to, you know, actually show up and do things and be reliably interested. Like, we went about 6 or 7 months where we'd have monthly meetings and, you know, we'd be talking about how we can start up a hackerspace, and, you know, I'd see different people at every single one of the meetings, and maybe I would see the same person at two of them. But actually getting someone to, you know, commit to doing something, that was a bit challenging. So,
okay. Well, where do you think, where can you see hackerspaces going in the future? Just in general, or?
Well, I see them, I mean, they are taking off. I mean, they're springing up all over the place. And, you know, there's the bigger ones that have been around for a while, you know, like Noise Bridge and that type of thing. And then you're having smaller hackerspaces that are showing up all over the place too. So usually there's a monthly hacker space call in, and we'll hear, you know, someone will call it and where they're just starting a space. And so yeah, I see it as, you know, continuing to grow.
Always a good thing. Okay, well, this has been Jeff with Sin Shop. And my name again is Matt. Thanks very much.
Aye, fellas. As you can see, this crowd really wants you out there. It's not what you're used to, but you really need to do this. They love you. Let's do an MOP style.
Can we put a foot in their ass, please?
Attention, please. Attention, please. This shit here feels like a whole entire world collapse.
You ordered some donut kebab or something?
What kind of music is this? Mr. Popper, what? Oh, we have to play this. Says who? Okay. But while you tell them. No. Okay, I'll play this. It's horrible. What kind of music? Okay.
My local sponsor, the pizza delivery guy.
Was Nishana by DJ MK and DJ 187. I guess we had to play that. I don't
know what 187
choices.
Is Sorry, in
I
America.
Don't know.
Oh, you don't want to know?
No.
Okay.
Okay. No, I don't want to know. I don't know what's. I mean, yeah.
Meanwhile, in the blogosphere.
What? The blog goes... That's how 2005. Are we really going to...
I have a nice blog about from Noob. It's a guy in Belgium. It's with zeros. Noob. And he has a nice chick with tattoos on it.
Hey, stop typing, man. He's doing a radio.
And if you don't like it, then there's a website called Dutch Apple Girls. It's naked Dutch Apple Girls. Just that Apple Girls, they're not naked, they're some 2.0 whatever girls.
We're doing a radio show, Brainsmo. You can't type.
We're having an item about the blogosphere, so I. You're
blogging. Are you?
Yeah, but I have a ThinkPad Touch, or an iPad Touch, so you cannot hear my typing stuff.
Blogging. Are people still blogging? Are people still blogging, Oki? Okay, what's.
I know. I don't know. I think more people are on busy with the wiki.
With the wiki.
WikiLeaks.
Meanwhile, on Twitter. I mean, that makes more sense. Or on Identica or whatever.
Twitter. Twitter is evil.
What's this then? This 2600. That's for later.
Tomorrow, 2600 meters
yeah,
in Utrecht.
Yeah, well, okay, we could do it
in front of
then.
The B key.
It's not only in Utrecht, it's worldwide. I mean, I know. Yeah, don't forget tomorrow, 2600 meetups again, every month, of course. And, they're everywhere. You can go to www.2600.com/meetings/mtg.html. And then you can find all the meetings at Puerto Rico, yeah. South Carolina, Texas, Vermont, Utrecht.
It's very strange, DMC. Mostly they're in front of some kind of fast food restaurant.
Fast food, yeah.
Yeah, in Netherlands it's in front of the whatever. And
I see a lot of I see a lot of McDonald's here. Yeah,
and what's, pizzerias and other stuff.
Alberta, Canada, Brazil. Is there one in the Czech Republic?
But none in Germany.
There's none in Germany. Why is that?
I have no idea. Come on, guys, start up a meeting in Germany. Or do we have to go to Germany then and start our...
I fear so. Well, okay, actually, I wanted to play some pornophonique for you, but you forgot the recording.
Yeah, I forgot the recording. It's lying at my home. Yeah, you know,
We talked about it.
I wanted to play Slayer by Pornophonique, but yeah, I forgot also my Game Boy, so you cannot play it live for you. So.
You can play it live. I don't know if that's a really good idea, but I have something else. It's Radioactive Elephants by Plessy. That was
tea.
I hate tea. No, I don't want any tea.
Yeah, right. I really like some tea.
I was telling people this was radio. I already told you that. Who cares?
Oh, I forgot the sugar.
No, I hate tea. I don't want any tea.
I don't want any sugar.
I hate tea.
I hate sugar.
Maybe
meanwhile,
he wants milk.
So, we had a bit on the GenSpace.
This glass is
you
dirty.
Know, just do me half a glass, actually. Half a cup
here,
of tea, please. Why do I get the dirty glass? Where's the tea, then? The tea is outside.
I don't want
get
the
some
dirty
tea.
Glass.
It's, I was telling the people. Shut up. I was telling the people something.
Sorry.
Damn it. So, it's... now I forgot what I wanted to say. Oh, it was about GenSpace. They're actually doing a crash course into biotech. they are this biohacking lab in New York, and they are going to do a crash course on. They are going to teach you the basic techniques used to cut and manipulate DNA. It's a hands-on course. You will isolate DNA, cut it using restriction enzymes, whatever those are, amplify them using PCR. We talked about that on this show quite often already, actually. And then clone it into bacteria. I hope they will not unleash an army of gray goo in New York. We'll see. The cost for the course, there is a cost associated with it. You can find all this information on their website. They have 12 slots available, and it promises to be a lot of fun, actually. What else is there? There's the tea. There's New Line, of course. I don't know if anyone heard about that yet. It's the birthday of the hackerspace in Belgium, and they have a quite nice schedule up there. I had it somewhere.
Could you give me some tea already?
Are we still going on about tea? Is that, where's my tea? You promised me that there would be tea.
I gave you already tea. Man.
Okay. I'm. Well, you tell something now. I mean.
Oh well, it's the weather outside is 18 degrees below zero.
We were on the. You told me about this new site, Brain Smoke. What's that about?
Hackerspaces League.
Hackerspaces leaks. What's that?
Secret cables 1 to 40.
Secret cables.
Secret patch cables. So we tell people.
Meanwhile, on the Hackerspaces leaks.
Yeah. Right. Nice.
So you mean that they have a secret
cable? That's a jingle moment.
So we tell people where the secret patch cables lead to. So I've got...
That's interesting.
I might have inside information that
you have inside
one of the patch cables in random data goes to the toilet.
What?
Or not.
Oh, that's why the people of random data are sitting so long in the toilet. Because they have internet over there. They don't have any wireless internet in the toilet.
They don't? What's that? Hi.
I think it's Slagerij van Kampen.
Wait, do we actually have a phone? That's odd. Wait, what's going on here? Let me just.
Emma, pick it up. Emma, look for the phone.
Pick it up. Hello. Who's there?
Hello.
Yeah.
It's Sam Bender. How are you?
Hey. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's cool.
How are you guys?
We're also fine.
Okay.
So what are you up to? To what do I honor this call?
Excuse me.
Hmm.
You
called
us. What do you want to know?
Huh? Well, you called us. I mean, you tell us. Oh wait, I know. This is I have it here. This is about.
How many days without government today?
That's it. You have a world record, right?
Yes, we do. We had a big party here.
Wow.
Again?
You had a big party 2 weeks ago. We tried to reach you, but no one was answering. I mean...
Yes, it was kind of hard. I think about 10,000 people were making phone calls at the same time. Wow. It didn't really work with phones.
I mean, that's what you get without the government, right? Everything crumbles. Tell me, how is it on the streets? How is it on the streets?
Can you drive safely on the streets? Riots? Do you need some Dutch guy with air choppers coming in to save our...
We don't need Dutch guys yet, but we'll call you when you need you. Is that okay?
Well, you called us. You called us now, so I assume. I heard there's even people who don't shave anymore because of this whole ordeal.
Oh yeah, and they have no sex.
Exactly. I actually did that for a while, but then I gave up. It was too hard to have a long beard. I think we have one person at the space who actually did not shave for like when the election started, and I think he made the front page of BBC News with that. That was pretty impressive. Nice hack.
Wow, that is impressive. Wow, even the front page of the news. There's more serious stuff going on in Belgium as well, of course. I mean, you're with Whitespace as well. And,
yes.
Yeah, you're planning something special, right? Is that silence
in
the background? It's really bad there.
Around the 25th of March, we're doing our first year anniversary, so we're going to do a small com with lots of talks. It should be interesting. And with the night before party and the night itself partying should be really cool. And we're kind of scrambling and starting to get off our asses and preparing stuff. But it looks nice.
Wow, that's really cool. You just released a schedule today, the preliminary schedule, version 0.1. Yes. And there's a lot of interesting stuff on there. Stuff about Tor, mesh networks, which is something I think you've been working on a while already with HSBXL as well.
Exactly. There's going to be a wireless battle mesh, and Peter from Brussels is going after the wireless battle mesh in March, going to come back and report on what happened there and how the current state of the protocols are doing, and it should be really interesting. So,
wow.
I'm looking forward to that talk.
Definitely. And you've got some workshops. So on Friday, is like the social part?
Friday is you can come over and start drinking. You don't need to say smart, clever things, and there will be no complex things going on Friday. That's the goal.
And the good thing is,
but you better be awake on Saturday.
Yeah, but only at 1 o'clock. I mean, you took that into consideration, right?
Yes, absolutely. You have the whole morning to sleep out.
Excellent. There's even something about connecting to DN42. And should people look for a hotel, or how does this work?
So there's a. There's a hostel pretty near to the space if they want to sleep, but we're also thinking of organizing everybody that lives around here to open up their house and their bedrooms, and if anybody wants to crash with them, should be possible. So we're organizing that still, but we think about something like a couch surfing-like system that everybody can, that doesn't want to pay big dollars to sleep, should be able to come here.
Wow, that's excellent. I'll sure be there. Anyone who wants to come, the information on all this fun is on ox20.be/newline/schedule.
Exactly.
Actually, that's the schedule, and the rest is if you take out the schedule, you get the generic information about this event. Well, thanks for calling us. Good luck with the situation over there without the government. Do you have
I'm
any,
not paying my taxes this year.
a sensitive subject. Do you actually have a prognosis how long this situation will continue?
Personally, I think it will be new elections. I don't think they will be able to manage it, and I think at least another 30 days before they even realize that they will need elections. It's a big mess.
Amazing. Iran did it before. Now Belgium is on the front of having no government. Well, it's time for some music.
Team C. Team C.
Oh, shit. No. Looks like we're back. let me just wait. I was just I was getting a high score here.
Okay.
Sorry, no, I'll pause it.
She just live that
work, Kim. What? Nah, who cares? Oh God, I'm a bit. You were supposed to arrange a direct line to Rochester. You forgot what? Because you. Come on, we were going to talk about Openmate.
Yeah, but you don't have any mate anymore. We have only two crates of mate, and we don't have even winter mate, DMC.
Okay,
I know it's spring, but we don't have any winter mate, so it's very, 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 very complex situation. Because we need mate, we need to make chunk and stuff like that, and from chunk we need mate and all that stuff.
Wasn't Fubar going to get mate today?
I don't know.
Yeah, but the mate storage was sold out in the Netherlands.
How can?
So we have to go to call our Belgium supplier.
His delivery guy failed.
Yeah,
failed.
I'm gonna play. The music is not finished, right? We can just wait. Oh shit! We are in the show. I was going to you know. Well, who's playing games here? We were.
I'm just playing Fingers Garden.
We were going to okay, so that failed. We were going to call God, I hate that game. You're always playing that game. You know, I'm trying to talk
to you. Hey, it's an open source game. You can play it in the space.
I tried to talk to you and all your I mean if it's not trains it's birds. It's what did I say? So I was supposed to have a direct line with Rochester, New York, right now because there's some people there who do open mate, which is their own homebrew version of mate, because it's very hard to get in the U.S. and apparently in the Netherlands as well now.
Do you know what a bottle of mate costs in the U.S., GMC?
Do I want to know?
They have mate in Belgium.
They have?
Yeah, but that's...
But they don't have a government, and we have a government.
We don't have mate.
Not enough mate, so maybe we could do a trade-off.
No, for a fact...
A trade-off.
Yeah,
what, we give them a government?
Government.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then we get their mate.
Maybe you should go more like to ICMP 6 next year. Then we can go with our own stores and go with our supply truck and we get like a whole year supply of mate.
I like my idea of giving them our government better, actually.
Oh, okay.
So tell us, you've been working on PCBs, right? Brainsmoke. I mean, we've got the PCB etching machinery going here and now you're going to be creative with them. I mean,
yeah.
We have these nice yellow PCBs, but they're not good enough for you.
Yeah, well, I want to get a really old school look because we have some vintage electronics. So I thought that I'd make them black or some other color,
okay.
Or gray. So
wow.
So I found on the web that you can just make them black with a permanent mark and then wipe off.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're gonna try it. You haven't done it yet, or?
Well, I tried it on a sample, but
okay. We'll see. Well, you know the Diavolino, it also has this nice black and red and what is this? I mean, United States patent application.
Oh yeah, it's my papers. It's secret. You're not supposed to know about this.
Apparatus and method for tracking a subject comprises of an RFID chip attached to a tooth of the subject and the transceiver.
Yeah, that's secret. I already said it's secret. You should not look in my papers. How did it get on your desk?
I don't know. You should be more careful.
Guys, you're making a joke here, but I'm getting almost weekly emails on the Edry board list by some people telling that they have RFID chips implanted in their teeth.
Well,
I'm not making jokes here.
There is it's been going on since 2007. I have the papers here. It's
it isn't a secret. It's like a
Reza Redmond, Los Angeles, California.
So that's why you're wearing the United Nations helmet.
No, it's for the Belgians. Because
a peace mission.
The peace mission, you know, for the global stabilization in Belgium.
Belgium doesn't exist.
Okay, the Flemish in
Google
in
it.
The wild,
Belgium does not exist.
Does not exist?
Yeah, just Google it.
Well,
I hate Google. Can I?
You can also look it up on Bing.
Oh, this is brilliant. Now my machine just, well.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you get for
probably Intel, right?
Hmm?
It's probably Intel.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand why
it's... It's not your ThinkPad, right?
Hmm? What? No. It's a DJ machine, so.
Oh, yeah. So we made
We have another section to do here. What's that? Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that section is called "Meanwhile on the mailing list." It's new because we want some more structure in the program, and so that's why we are going to share with you some of the interesting topics on the hackerspaces.org discussion list. And because I have to check. One thing that was on there is a nice idea by I forgot the name of the space in from Willow in Seattle. They have a nice. They started the sticker exchange. Basically, you put a couple
stickers,
of your,
stickers. I like stickers.
You put a couple of your stickers from your hackerspace. You put them in an envelope, about 100 or something. They all get sent to Seattle. And they shuffle them around, put them in new envelopes. You also have to send them some money for the shipping, and then you get an envelope back with lots of stickers from hackerspaces all around the world. It's a really cool idea, I think. If you're in for it, make sure you go to hackerspaces.org and then /wiki/sticker-exchange with an underscore between the two words and capitals. And I'm sure if you put it in the search box, you will definitely find it. Another interesting thread, or I don't know if it was that interesting, but it was about what to do with annoying people. And there's a whole lot of discussion there and a lot of ideas. We have our own annoying people here. Evert Jelle and Walter, how to deal with annoying people?
Shoot them.
Oh, that's radical.
Hit them with the management staff.
With them. Okay.
I said shoot them.
Shoot them. Okay. That's still, well... listen to that advice, people. Just shoot them.
Also, you can detain them and exchange them for money.
Money?
We want your money. We need your money. Oh, sorry.
Right. So, other subjects on the mailing list. The vinyl record cutter. Yeah, some people have been discussing cutting their own vinyl records, which sounds really interesting. I'm keeping up with the thread, and people are actually having done that and are planning to do that a bit more. What? Huh? No, I'm not done yet. I'm doing what's on the mailing list. Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you after the show. I'm just going.
Where's
on.
My tea? Your tea? You already get. You're drinking my tea, man. Or is it GMC's tea?
I'm trying to make some. I'm just going to continue my section. So the hackerspace challenge. Yeah, there was a hackerspace challenge. There are winners. As you remember, the cupcake challenge.
Oh yeah. Lovely. But I didn't get any cupcakes because you ate them for me.
No, we had plenty of cupcakes.
Yeah, you ate them all.
Here. No, you weren't here. I mean, there's proof that I did not eat them all.
Hmm.
So there are winners. Actually, they should be on the site. Scoring, it's not on the site. Wow, that's interesting. There's a new challenge. It's the 555 challenge. You should definitely check it out because there's a lot of interesting projects. I mean, people are building dominoes with LEDs and 555s. People are building Pong games.
Maybe you should explain what 555 is.
Oh, I did that last, but okay, because your memory is not...
I'll
explain. It's an electronic component, the NE555, and it's a very versatile component. You can do a lot of things with it. And it's like a timer and a comparator and the challenge is to make something really interesting with it. Not the final one, but there was also quite an extensive discussion this month on Wikipedia. I mean, a couple of hackerspaces have a page on Wikipedia, a lemma as it is called. And apparently they're up for deletion. Deletion is the Nazis have found these articles and just apply their general technique of decimating the article and then deleting it. And there was a lot of discussion on that. And one of the things we were actually wondering at this space: what point is there in having a Wikipedia lemma on your hackerspace? Will it get you extra members? Will it make the project you do more cool? Probably not. And you will only be putting energy into keeping it up to date, and you know how it is with Wikipedia, Evert Jelle. It's
Yeah, if you lend out your chopper to Libya and put that on Wikipedia, the Wikipedia editors are going to change it back.
They are.
Yeah. But the Dutch government did lend a chopper to Libya.
No way, Jose.
They landed. So the final thing that struck me as interesting on the discussion list, we actually got some fan mail at Signal. People liked the tunes, and well, it was probably not about this program because, well, despite this
highly fan mail, why don't I see the fan mail, GMC?
This highly paid director, it's still a mess. I mean, people are drinking tea.
It's appalling.
We pay you. I don't know what, and we had what? Two
minus €5 per hour.
Two jingles, and all we got was you saying the name of the section. I mean, there was no music, no. I mean,
yeah, that's because I'm paid in negative.
You paid in negative. And music is over as well. Machine has crashed. I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, we still have 10 minutes. And
oh, well. 10 minutes.
10 minutes. You know what? I'm just going to make you happy.
He's going to play the pornos! Porno freak!
Yes. It's that time of the day.
I hope it's music and...
You don't know the pornos? Mm. Oh, he doesn't know the pornos, folks. Oh, man.
I have a choice here of a couple of songs. Well, you should have brought the...
Yeah, next time.
The vintage, the bootlegs. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's a bootleg, so you can play it on the radio.
As long as we don't tell anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, sort of game over, yeah?
She has taken all my money. She has taken all my life. She gave me good times. She gave me bad times. And then she gave me her goodbye. There's no heart inside of her. She is just a slot machine. The most cold evil zombie bitch that I have ever seen. My game is over. I'm not a lover. I'm not a lover anymore. She said sorry. Now she told me that I'm not even in her high score. Forever and ever. No more together. Such a vain. Shadow of the man that I was before. So I beg for mercy, for an extra ball to play. One more life, only one more life, to fix the trouble on my way. My game is over, I'm not a lover. I'm not a lover anymore. She said sorry.
Game Over by Pornophonique. Meanwhile, the show is finally coming to an end. Thank God. I'm gonna have a talk with the director. I mean, he was not really worth his money. So what else is coming up?
Yeah, hello? No, this is not Slagerij van Kampen. Sorry.
Right. Okay. So, as I was saying, next up on Signal is Room IOI. I have no clue what it's about because it was a last minute thing as usual with the Stereo. But I have the show ready and it's a surprise for you and me. Next week we have the Hacktivism Hour directly followed by the Telecomics Hour. With us is Walter, as you know. And you're going to do the Hacktivism Hour. Tell us, what can we expect?
It will be focused a bit on Eastern Europe, I suppose. We haven't secured all guests yet. We are going to at least discuss several consultations by the European Commission. One of them is on copyright enforcement and the extent to which people have gone overboard with that. We're also going to discuss the latest news is that copyright extensions are out of limbo again. So there will be extension of the copyright term proposal in the near future. That's something we may discuss. Not quite sure about it. And there's another thing I'd like to involve the hacker community with. There's a consultation on digital signatures coming up. Well, actually, it's going on right now. And that will take technical people to help us answer it.
Okay.
This might be the chance to get the CA certificates, to get them recognized with the same legal status as all those awful SSL certificates have right now.
Well, I might not be the best person. I actually had to brute force my own GPG key this week because I forgot the passphrase. So,
if you can brute force your GPG key, I think you're actually the target audience of this call for help.
Okay, well, that's next week. The week after that, we'll be back again, followed by Detroit. This was it for Dev Random today. Thank you for listening. Thank you all in the studio for your cooperation. Or should I say, I don't know, let's just not say anything. Goodbye.
Bye. Die is een beetje gemeen voor de hacker.
Is what?
Goodbye and thanks for all the fish.
Now he became a father, so I think
it's a hacker or maker.
Huh?
It's a hacker or maker.
It's we'll see. I mean, we don't know. It's
walking suit.
Sorry, what did you say?
Suit?
I didn't get it.
Oh yeah, I know, but people in the suits are evil. I get it.
Suit. No, it's not gonna.
I see. We have also some more guests sitting in the couch.
You know them?
Yeah, I know them, but I cannot tell them because it's
they're minors. Don't mention them.
No, it's not a minor. It's a father of the minor, and there's some other workplace members.
Oh, okay. Well. Always cozy.
Yeah, it's really crowded. Maybe there are more people in the space than on the air.
But I think we should rehearse these things because it was
total.
I don't know. I don't know. We could have done better.
Yeah, but
the director and the jingle guy and hello.
Oh, you forgot to mention Easter egg.
We get signal, my screen turn on, your looks listening to the radio program about Hacker Spaces. This here little radio program about Hacker Spaces.